Hey, beautiful faces. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. If this is your first time tuning into my podcast, thank you for joining me. I provide topic discussion content where we talk about what everyone is thinking about. Sometimes I bring on special invited guests and co-hosts so they can share their knowledge and expertise pertaining to the topic that we are discussing. So if you like content like this, be sure to tune in weekly for a new episode. Let's start the show. Happy New Year, beautiful faces. It's me, Sunny, and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. I know we are into a new year, and I hope you guys are ready to create a super word, a powerful word. I know everyone talks about a New Year resolution, but we're going to talk about a New Year's super word, power word, lifeline word. Let's get started. Faces. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. It's me, Sunny, and welcome to a new episode here on Let's Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. This is the first episode for 2024, but we are still in season 5. I hope you all had a great New Year with family and close friends. I wanted to come on today so to talk about what is your plans moving forward. And I also wanted to bring to your attention or bring awareness that we always create these New Year resolutions, trying to start with a new path in life, a new journey. And whether it's to stop smoking, whether it's to stop drinking, eat better, work out, find a new career or start a new business, whatever it is that you didn't do in 2023, I'm here to tell you that you are going to have some trouble starting it in 2024. What we have to stop doing is we have to stop thinking that once the year prior to the new year is done, it doesn't mean that we get to start completely over. Like everything that we've dealt with or whatever is still going on from the last year, it's still going on because you're going to carry it over in the next year. If you did not do what needed to be done in the year before, it's going to carry over in the new year. So what needs to happen is you need to find a way to complete whatever it is that you were trying to complete or pursue in the year before, every day in the new year. The new year is a year to repeat 365 days, but it doesn't stop whatever is happening or happened in your year, in your life in the year of 2023. That's going to continue until you make a change to stop it or until you make the change to create something better for you, your life, your family, your health, your wellness, whatever it is that you were trying to do. If you are in a bad relationship in 2023 and today is the 3rd of 2024, January 3rd, and you are still in this relationship, you are going to continue to be in that relationship until you make the change. Until you say, I'm done with this. If you are working at a job and that job is not fulfilling, that job does not value you, your time, your work, your efforts, your finances, your pay, it doesn't fulfill you. And if you're still there, you're going to stay there. Because the new year has come in doesn't mean everything is going to just disappear. All of the things that you were dealing with is just not going to up and disappear. You have to create is that you want to change. So instead of, I did some research and I found that instead of creating a New Year resolution to say, oh, I'm going to leave this job. Oh, I'm done with this relationship. Oh, I'm done with this state. I'm done living here, this, that, whatever it is. We're not going to do that. We're not going to create resolutions. However, we are going to still focus on what needs to be changed in our lives for the good, for the fulfillment in your life, okay? But what we are going to do is we're going to create a safe word. We're going to create a powerful word, a superpower word. And that word is going to be a reminder to say to you, hey, this is what you said that you were going to do with this word. So for me, example, my word to get to the word, because we only can choose one, but I'm going to say you can use a starter word to get to the actual word that you want. Let's do that. So my starter word would be protect. Protect meaning protecting my peace, protecting my space, protecting my mind, protecting my body, protecting my health, protecting my soul, protecting everything that involves my life. So that means if you're not coming in my space to give me peace, I have to protect my peace. So that means you cannot come around me. If you're coming around me with drama, if you're coming around me with nonsense and foolishness and negative energy, I have to protect that. I have to protect my frequency. If you're not on my frequency of calmness and joy and happiness, I cannot be around it. I cannot be around it. So that's my word. That's my starter word. My starter word is protect. Protect so that I can flourish. And flourish is flourishing yourself to become whatever it is you want to become, to pursue whatever it is you want to pursue, becoming successful in anything that you want to be successful in. That's flourishing. But you can't flourish if you're not protecting your space, your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. People have a way of draining you if you allow them to drain you. They would bring on all the negative energy and they would attach it to you, because people don't realize how energy is. Energy is contagious. First of all, we are electric people. We are. So instead of creating a New Year's resolution, we are going to create a New Year power word, superpower word. And that word is a reminder to get to the word, the superpower word that you want. So you're normally supposed to just do one word, but I am extending it to get a starter word to prepare you for your superpower word. So that means you can do two. So my first word, as I mentioned, is protect. I'm protecting myself. I'm protecting my space. I'm protecting my mind, body, soul, my spirit. And by doing that, I have to discipline myself to keep my space peaceful, to keep my space focused, to keep my space and my mind and my body and my soul. I have to protect that in order for me to flourish. I have to protect myself. And that means if it's friends, family, coworkers, anybody, strangers, if someone just in front of you driving and just acting crazy and want to have road rage, you have to protect yourself. So say the power word, the startup power word, protect, protect, protect. So that means it's going to calm you down. It's going to put you in the mindset that you need to be in. If someone in your family is calling you constantly complaining about the other family member, or constantly calling you begging, you know, for money, or begging you for a place to stay over and over and over and over again, and just constantly being on this roller coaster, this negative roller coaster ride over and over again every day of the year after year after year, you have to protect yourself. And to protect yourself, you're going to have to use the other powerful word, which is no. Now, that is a filler power word that you can use. You can always use that. I'm going to call that a lifeline word. No. Whatever your startup word is, you have a lifeline word, and that lifeline word is no, in order for you to get to your superpower word. And your superpower word is flourish. Mine is flourish, rather. So anyway, I hope this gives you some insight and some enlightenment of what you want to do for the new year. Instead of you focusing on trying to create a New Year's resolution, let's create a New Year's power words. We have our starter word, and then you have your filler, your lifeline word, and then you have your superpower word. I hope this helped. So be sure to tune in weekly for a new episode here on Let's Talk About It with Sunny Morrison here on Spotify for Podcasters. Wishing you all a super amazing new year in 2024. But just remember that everything that happened in 2023 did not disappear. If you are dealing with something and you did not come to a closure, you did not complete it, you did not finish it, it is still going to take place. The new year doesn't mean everything is going to disappear and you get to start completely over. It's just giving you another year. It's giving you another 365 days around the sun to make whatever it is you're trying to do happen. So it's all up to you. All right, beautiful faces, until the next time, you'll hear me in the next episode. Have a sunny day. Today's episode was brought to you by the Miss Runway International Online Competition for aspiring models ages 4 to adult women. For more information, visit missrunwayinternational.online.